We'll just ask you about, I guess, Smallville, firstly. Okay. How did you get the role in Smallville?
Like, every job, I got an audition, and I went in for the audition, and I had 3 pages of script to work with, and I had no idea what the character was. And then I got a call about a week ago saying they wanted, or the week later rather, yeah. saying they wanted to hire me, but they weren't going to tell me what the character was. Uh-huh. And it was a new superhero, and it was top secret. They ended up calling me back and telling me that it was the Black Canary. And so, I went up and we got the costume all made and did my few episodes, and that was that.
Did you know about the character?
No, I Googled her. And I was like, I gotta wear that. I've had children. But it was fine. You know, they really custom made everything, and I felt very comfortable, and they really wanted to, you know, make it the Smallville rendition of Black Canary.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
It looked fun.
No, it was so much fun. There's like those little geek moments where even if you're not a huge comic book fan, like I wasn't, and the first episode I did, we had a fight in the Luther Mansion. It was Lex and Superman and myself and Green Arrow, and you can't help, and we're all in costume and stuff, and I'm like, this is kind of fun. And it's lit all beautifully, and you get a little like geeked out.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I can't remember how many episodes you did. Were you happy to be called back to do more?
Yeah, I did 6. The original thought when I came on in season 7 was they were thinking of ways to expand the franchise, I think. Basically, they had thought season 8 would be the last season of Smallville. Mm. And they were maybe going to do a spinoff, like a Justice League or a Green Arrow type thing. And then, of course, in season 8, they brought Justin on full time. And and then right after that, I ended up getting Stargate Universe. And so I wasn't really available. And so I was happy to have my part in it. I would have liked to have done more. I would have liked them to have explored the Green Arrow Black Canary relationship more. Mm.
They sort of touched upon it, but it didn't really get, I don't think,
and
chance
I don't think
to
there
develop.
Was a place for it. You know, I think maybe, I'm not in the writing room, but I think they just sort of, there was no place for it. They had too many other storylines going on. They had Chloe, they had to sort of wrap up her storyline creatively, and so.
Are you happy to be associated with Smallville and that character in particular?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to be a part of, you know, the DC legacy that is Superman, and then furthermore, the Smallville legacy that, you know, that is such a huge part of the Superman legacy. Yeah, absolutely.
And with Stargate, how did that sort of come about for you? Did you know about the other ones? Were you a fan, or did they use it just something like, here's an audition, go to it now?
Yeah. It's just, you know, you have an audition tomorrow for a new show on sci-fi called Stargate. Okay. I had read for Atlantis a couple of times, and I went in and I auditioned, and then this was maybe in like September or October of 2008, and they called me back a couple weeks later and said they were going to test me, but not till December. And I was like, whatever, I'll have another job by then. Or whatever, they'll never call. Because, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
And you know, they ended up calling, and I did my test in December, and I got the job right after Christmas in January, and headed up to Vancouver in February. So.
And how did you find working on something, I guess it was really different. It was darker. Just in general, I think it was a very dark kind of show.
Yeah.
It was something a lot different for just sci-fi, I guess.
It was very different for sci-fi and for the Stargate franchise. And that was, you know, I didn't know anything about the franchise before joining the show. I don't think any of us really did except for David Blue. He's the only one who's familiar with the franchise. But basically he... we were all just happy to get a job. You're getting on a series, and it's a long-running franchise, and it's got a huge fan base. You just think, great, I'm happy to do this. I'm showing up, you know, on time, with bells on, ready to do my job. And we got, like, protested, and there's a whole website dedicated to how horrible we are. Like, what did we do? Oh, my gosh, I just got a job. So it's definitely... it was a culture shock in so many ways. But then I gotta say, a lot of the fans came around, and for everyone that had sort of a negative, you know, image of us, there's 10 or 20 that are just wonderful, wonderful fans that, you know, come places like this and have been very warmly welcomed.
What was that experience like in contrast to, you know, the other stuff you've done? Because it was quite different, and I guess you might have had some strange things to film or strange locations with doing it. Was it difficult to do it?
One of the reasons I loved the idea was that the pitch was we were stuck in a spaceship. And I was like, yes, that means we don't have locations. That means we don't have, like, pushes in our call time. That means we're going to go home at, like, 8 o'clock at night on a Friday night. This is what an actor thinks of. And so I was like, that's a really good idea. But it wasn't strange. I mean, it was a job, you know, like any other job. You get it, and you get to develop a character. And the nice thing about being on a series for an extended period of time is that you get to really develop a character.
Yeah.
You go to work every day, and it's a great job.
Good. Yeah. Oh.
Hi.
Good,
how are you?
Uh-oh, you got the Tim Tams?
That's what everybody's eating.
The Tim Tam slam?
You drink coffee through the Tim Tam, and you slam it. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I had this like huge sugar rush.
Yeah, you did.
Have you had some Tim Tams?
I had a Tim Tam yesterday, and I bought some Vegemite.
Have you tried it?
No. Although this morning I had Vegemite chips. Someone came around.
They were really nice.
Yeah.
I
was like, they just taste sure like about regular it. Chips.
I was unsure about it. I thought, ooh.
Yeah.
Then I try, oh, they're really nice.
Yeah, good. Is that what Vegemite tastes like?
It's probably stronger.
The actual Vegemite.
The actual, it's very, if you want to have some, just a little
That's
bit.
That's what everyone's saying, like on a toast with butter
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one thing everybody's like,
that's
crazy.
Bit of cheese, also is pretty good as well.
Bit of cheese?
Yeah, a little bit of cheese.
Oh, a bit of cheese.
Cheese, bread, butter.
Yeah, just like cheddar or something?
Yeah, anything.
Yeah. On a sandwich?
Yeah.
A bit of lettuce.
Nah.
No.
That would be a bit.
It needs to be like a dry sandwich.
Yeah. Because the Vegemite's kind of bitter, so bitter things don't really get
It's the strangest thing to describe to somebody what it tastes like.
Yeah. No, I know, because I keep asking everybody. I don't know why I just don't. I have it. I bought it at 7-Eleven the other day. It's in my hotel. But I want to eat it with something, and I don't have anything to eat it with. Yeah.
You know, it's not something you grab a spoon and eat it with.
Like peanut butter?
No, you can't do that. I did it on a dare, but no.
Because I do that with peanut butter. Maybe not everybody does it with peanut butter. I'm like good to like sit down with a spoon and the peanut butter.
Sorry.
Especially when I'm pregnant. A little Nutella.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we totally got sidetracked.
Yeah. Now I don't remember what we were talking about. Yeah. Stargate.
Yeah, so no, it was it's then the really interesting thing that Universe wanted to do, that they specifically wanted to deviate from the other two Stargates, was that they didn't want any human aliens. They didn't want any rubber faces, any rubber masks. They really wanted to do everything digital. And, you know, we were nominated for 2 Emmys.
Yeah, it was amazing work.
Our visit tech effects team was phenomenal, and I'm very, very grateful to be a part of that.
Yeah. This is the funniest place to be when we're talking to you.
I totally don't know what it is. Perfect.
So how did you feel when, you know, it got canned, and they were just like, yeah, you're going off?
You know, it's part of the business. There's a part of you as an actor that wants to be on a successful show. You don't want to be on a show that's not doing well, of course, because you're spending a lot of time and energy. And then there's a part of you that, you know, there's the nostalgia of like going to work every day with the family that you love, and you have such a great time, and you don't want that to end. And then there's the logical side of me that's like, really? Why couldn't you give us one more episode or half a season to wrap up the storyline?
Yeah.
Not for me. I don't need it. The fans deserve it.
Yeah.
The producers deserve it. The franchise deserves it. You know, it's not like it was just a flash in the pan franchise. It was a franchise that's been long running, that's got a humongous following all over the world, and the fans and the producers deserve that.
Yeah, I thought, you know, when they announced it, it was almost like a sucker punch.
Yeah,
I didn't. It came out of nowhere, after, almost.
Like,
you know,
it was 3 weeks after we wrapped, and so it was interesting because everything was still, the sets were still standing, everyone was still under contract and still available. It would have been very easy to say, okay, come back for 2 weeks in January, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, so it's kind of a shame that it just went that way.
Yeah,
I thought it was, really good. I enjoyed the show a lot. I thought you were great.
Thank you. It was fun. I'm very happy excited to be part of it. But that being said, I'm looking forward to my next job too. I'm not overly.
Have you done anything since, or are you just taking it easy now?
Yeah, no. I just did an episode of Alphas, which is a new show on Sci-Fi.
Oh yeah, I wanted to see that.
Yeah, it's and it was a great show. I just did the one episode, and other than that, I turned down everything that came my way this year that I was offered. I'm looking for the next right job, not just the next job.
Yeah.
I have a comic book that's ongoing that's been keeping me busy. And obviously, I'm about to have a baby, so I've been busy with that. And I have a movie that I'm talking to producers about possibly shooting in March. So it's we're just talking, you know, just read the script and... not everything's completed. They've got a few talent attached, and they've got a great cast so far, so I'd love to be a part of that.
Cool. I guess we should wrap up.
Yeah. I was just thinking that we're probably, because you've got another signing session this afternoon.